I'm Tommy Gimler. The second round of the NBA playoffs has been almost as exciting as walking in on a pair of college co-eds smashing each other's hump holes into each other. We've got NBA expert Barry Murphy here to break down what's going to happen next.
Well, hey, I'm Barry Murphy, and most MLB teams, great segue from the NBA, have played at least one-fifth of their games already. We'll break it down this season's surprises and disappointments so far, Tom Brady.
And I'm Tyshawn Phillips. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. I love scotch.
The Daily Upper-Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, welcome. It's this is basically the eve of Tyshawn Prince or Tyshawn Phillips' birthday here. How old are you now?
80-11.
Yeah. And you're coming off a big gig. Tell us about this. You played the voice of God.
I did.
So... This interview is going nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm interviewing Tom Clancy. You ever heard an interview with Tom Clancy?
No.
It's just yes, no. I guess that's what I did.
Yeah.
He did come up with the really exciting name Jack Ryan and used it in 14 books. So he isn't probably the most exciting guy.
You think he just had a poster board and he was like Jack Whitaker.
John.
Or like Ryan Jones.
Jack
like,
Ryan. Jack Ryan Jack.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan.
All right, so tell us about this. It was a paying gig, man. It was nice. Someone hired you for your voice.
That is true, and it was for a gala event. It was a marketing awards ceremony for the stars of Silicon Valley, and I was playing the role.
This is not
of,
the porn awards. This is like Silicon. This is Silicon this is not, Valley, like as not. In like tech awards.
But they told me make it really porny, which was weird. I was like, all right, I'll go for it.
I don't know what you're
I'll
going.
I'll go
about.
For it, ladies and gentlemen. Please hang on to your cooches and. Grab your tits, because the show's about to begin.
Silicon Valley guys probably love that sort of talk.
They did. They were all spilling drinks on themselves and drooling. I would love to hear you do the
porn awards. But they usually have a chick, I think, as the voice of God.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they try and...
But she sounds real stupid, too.
Avant-garde.
She sounds like a former actress. You know,
I think she's the one that, like, the most also-ran of all time. And next year, though, honey... You get to be voice of God.
Voice of God.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Just so that our listeners, both of our listeners, can hear what it would sound like if you were the voice of the AVN Awards. Give us like best Gonzo scene.
As the chick or as
no
me?
no as you like if you were gonna announce like the best Gonzo scene award, say best Gonzo scene, Jaden James poolside pussy.
Can you say Jaden James and Barry Murphy poolside pussy? I just want to see what it sounds
let's
like.
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for the Best Gonzo Award featuring James and Jane by the pool and featuring Barry Murphy.
I like that.
See,
featuring.
Yeah.
We're going to have to write this out for this kid. This kid just strictly reads from the card. But you did have a Ron Burgundy moment, you said.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they were really struggling with the script. And I just kept telling him, I'm like, no, we've got to get this down here. Like, this just can't be.
There are too many commas.
There's just that. Yeah, they had commas in the middle of names.
I can see
your syntax is very, very off. I can't read Elizabeth Warren. And then she's also, it was too many weird pauses. And anyway, so I told them, though, I'm like, you know, I am no Ron Burgundy. No, I told him I was Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
It was a lot of bad syntax and punctuation, and so I had to lend my editing skills as well, which they weren't paying me for.
Well, it's a great segment because speaking of guys who can't read, it's time to talk about the NBA playoffs here and the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Murph, you're going to love this. This is why it's very good to have Barry Murphy back, because Barry Murphy watches the NBA. He's very knowledgeable about the NBA. He bets on the NBA, and he's still a guy who thinks that the NBA is a legit sport.
The other funny thing about that is, like, and I know most people think it's a joke, other people don't watch the NBA. I'm in a really minority, like, here.
Well, I think...
Yeah. People don't like
was
it.
Was that a multiple choice?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't really know.
Things of, like, he knows, he watches, he gambles.
Kind of a question mark, loves, but yeah. not. It was like...
I was like, I think I only can pick 3 out of 4 of those, right? Like, I'm going to go with he doesn't know as the one that's doing his own thing. No.
Well, I think, you know, this he's just an NBA guru, and we're glad to have him here to help us discuss.
Feels overstated.
Because if I was talking about the NBA playoffs...
Not a word.
But...
to use.
So I think where the NBA lost us, like, so we're pretty much the same age. You guys had Jordan,
right.
Bulls growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have shit. And then when the Bucks actually were good, when I was actually buying tickets to the Bleeders and putting my dad and my brother in the seats and watching the game, we got hosed so bad by the refs in that series against the Sixers that I was like, I'm done. They lost us. So they alienated, I think, guys in our demographic, unless you were in cities that were winning at that time, like Chicago. And I think that's why you like basketball so much.
Well, it's also, too, like, it's the one sport, and I don't know if this is directly correlated to what you're saying, it's the one sport where, like, the 8th seed can't win, the 7th seed can't win. Like,
right.
Whereas in hockey, anybody can beat anybody.
Well, I will say that as a Denver Nuggets fan, they did defeat the Seattle Supersonics as the 8th seed.
Well, it happens, but see, that's just it.
You sex my tongue.
Yeah, you can count the amount of times somebody lost.
Well,
it's
very
like
true.
Three
Not,
times in the last
agree,
25
agree.
Years.
Right, right. It doesn't become, like, you're right. In hockey, it nearly becomes just a complete brand new,
like,
reshuffle.
Nobody lower than a 3 seed has won the NBA title in like 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is actually really interesting because I watched a couple of the NBA playoff games, and I was just like, you know, how many people are actually watching this on like a Sunday night? You know, is anyone, you know, there's so much other good television, I feel, that's on, like, who's actually watching this? And actually, the only show that beat the NBA playoffs on cable television on Sunday was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean,
so it holds its own.
Yeah, I mean, Houston and LA are huge markets. I mean, you know what I mean? And then you got obviously
a lot of people.
Chicago, and LeBron may be on the Cavs, but it's LeBron. I mean, you put LeBron on any team, and you got ratings. Atlanta's a huge town. Washington's a huge town.
And here's the thing, too. I think they've proven to be very good entertainment. You know, these playoffs have been particularly sharp, right?
Yeah.
There haven't been, you know, even the blowout games have had a weird sense of entertainment value, like when the Clippers were kicking Houston's ass, you know, a few days ago. But, you know, it's like the games have been close, a lot of, like, tons of buzzer beaters. So I think, you know, the general population who likes to get into sports, you know, come crunch time, I think this is, they're like, we're kind of sold in. It's looking good. And
you have Steph Curry winning MVP over James Harden. They're both in the playoffs. You have LeBron James. You got the Bulls, Derrick Rose thing. In hockey, these guys are very blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot of personality to these guys. Like, Patrick Kane's considered a personality, and it's God knows why.
All he does is he goes back to Madison.
No, but seriously,
chicks, man.
You hear an interview after the game with these NBA guys, they might say something about your mom or about whatever. Like, the NHL guys are, oh, great game, boy, both teams. Yeah, we threw the puck around. And
well, half of them
there's nothing dynamic.
English.
No, but there's nothing dynamic. The coaches are the most dynamic thing about
that
it.
That is true.
English is a third language for some of these NHL players.
Like, they need to wire the goalies.
Right.
The goalies should be mic'd up, and they're just talking to themselves.
That sounds
saying
like a Fox Sports trick right there.
Yeah.
Is, you know.
You could probably mic them. They wouldn't even know because they're all
the
kind of
puck.
Stupid.
Because
weirdos.
You know deep down NHL players are assholes. They're not nice guys. I mean, Sid the Kid might be a nice guy, but they're all like –
Yeah, but
they're all just dicks. They're all –
But do you think they're more bigger dicks than NBA guys?
No. NBA guys are entitled motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're awful.
You know? They're just
– The NHL guys could try to literally kill each other, and they're still going to shake hands and –
Think about the origins, right? Like, the basketball player gets all sorts of privileges, you know, coming up through grade school, even. Like
free,
grade school,
free
high
everything.
School.
Yeah.
The hockey player is too tired to even pay attention in school because he was at fucking practice at 4 a.m., right? Like, he was like, they're just such a different.
Or it's so cold in the woods of Siberia, like, man. Like, it's hard to concentrate.
Right.
You will be the best if you don't freeze to death. If you get out of here, if you're one of the three people to make it, you will survive on the ice.
I like that you're ballsy enough to talk about hockey on your podcast too, Tommy, because that's a ratings killer.
Well, you know, this this is all part of our NBA playoffs recap right now. So I feel like we talked more about the NHL than
People don't really want to, you know. I mean, look, what's supposed to happen is going to happen. It's going to be Clippers, Warriors. It's going to be Cavs, Hawks. I mean, it's like it looked 3-4 days ago, it looked the other way, but it's not, you know, especially after tonight.
What would be the worst thing that would happen? It would be Atlanta, Memphis.
But Atlanta's not a bad thing. Like, you'd rather have the Hawks in the finals than the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, now, yes, right. Maybe
Atlanta's a basketball town.
Maybe that's true. But I don't think that their people love their team yet, actually. I'm not convinced.
Who, the Hawks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great town. Everyone always talks about it. Like, they... Oh yeah, no.
I was down there a couple
Dominique
of times,
Wilkins
and I was in
Sleepy
Craig
Floyd, but not.
I was in Craig Sager's bar, and he was like, "Hey," he was in there, and he came in, and he was like, "Hey, the shuttle to the Hawks game is leaving," and like four people left.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But again, like if you look at, that's the whole reason why the Braves are moving out of Turner Field, because the majority of people that are big time sports fans, like there's a lot of people down there that want to watch, but they all live up, I think it's Gwinnett County.
Well, yeah, because I remember
north. It's north of the city, and it's such a hike, and the traffic's brutal to get down there.
I mean, look at all those, what was it, 13 straight years with the Braves. Even if they were 20 games over 500 in August, they were never selling out. And that's pretty ridiculous.
Rather sit at home and watch a game.
And if all you can come up with is, oh, you know, it's another sad thing.
So in the NBA playoffs, so you think it's going to be Clippers-Warriors, which would be probably one of the highest
rated. And it would be awesome because when they play each other, it's just great.
They hate each
other. But the NBA, although Steph Curry's younger, he still wants the Clippers, obviously, because of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they desperately want them to be more relevant when it comes to Lakers-Clippers, mm-hmm. when you just have that conversation.
But I think that no matter, the NBA is just a superstar-driven league. So as 100%. Long as you have that, that's why I'm saying that. You know, for Memphis, you do have your Zach Randolph, your Marc Gasol, Mike Conley. They're all good players, but none of them are really superstars.
It's like a hockey team.
That's the one team of that they don't want in there.
Right. So, but I mean, either way, even if you have Golden State is loaded with enough. People know about Klay Thompson. Yeah. Steph Curry.
If you watch
is the MVP.
Steph Curry, he's unbelievable to watch.
Mm-hmm. He's total entertainer out there.
Yeah. And I think the same thing with either whoever wins the Bulls or Cavs series. Obviously, they would want LeBron there. But even if the Bulls go, you have D. Rose, Noah, Jimmy Butler's becoming a star overnight.
They want LeBron, but he's just as good, if not better, ratings with the Bulls because of Chicago.
Would you want Washington? John Wall, is he going to play? Is his wrist
they're saying he might play, but he's literally fractures in his wrist.
But so it doesn't matter who comes out of the other one. You want either the Bulls or Cavs to beat him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were talking about how even, Tishon, you were saying that even though there were blowouts, like it's still fun to watch because as teams are getting blown out, they're so feisty that Dwight Howard's grabbing Blake Griffin and trying to throw him down and stuff. So this took place the other night. James Harden's mom was in the crowd with James Harden's brother. And Matt Barnes, you know, was by the crowd. I don't know if he saved the ball, whatever. But he looked at James Harden's mom and said, quote, "Suck my dick, bitch," unquote.
Nine teams in 12 years, Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes. So my question.
He's got a tattoo for every team, though. So I think that's this just shows support wherever he goes.
At every AAU team and everything. So my question for you is, like, Matt Barnes just always seems to be in the middle of every skirmish. You know, he's supposed to be like the enforcer, right, for the Clippers. But is he really that tough? Or is it all just like a charade on the court and he's really just a huge pussy behind the scenes? Because he seems to me like on the court he's something, you know, he starts shit, but does he ever really throw a punch? No, he says something and he's already like backing away.
Yeah, you can't do that. We were actually talking about that today. I don't know if you guys remember the Robert Parrish, Bill Laimbeer. Parrish literally swatted him like five times in the face and got maybe a technical.
Yeah, no, I know.
Nowadays you're out for like 45 games if you do that.
Especially if you do it to a fan.
Especially if you deflate the ball.
Speaking about the talking shit, though, I know there was a LeBron Noah situation like that the other day where they've been getting in each other's face. But I will have to say I gave LeBron a lot of credit. He came out after the game and said, like, I respect Joe. He's a great competitor. I'm having deja vu right now. And then he goes, but what he said to me, that was too far, man. That was too far. LeBron, like, even got a little ghetto. And I was like, oh, you don't hear him doing that very much. Especially as he's about to launch LeBron's mix, the drink. Yeah. Little cherry, little orange, little LeBron.
Is that his tagline?
I think that's the marketing slogan.
If not, it should be.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
And it's a horrible-looking can. No wonder
he was so thin after the summer. He was just working on shit, and now we know what.
They're like, he's like, I put a lot of myself into this. I was like, really? A little sweat is in there? What's
LeBron,
in
we've
there?
Got enough cherry. We've got enough orange. We just don't have enough LeBron. Another pint?
LeBron.
I need to get another pint.
A little bit of grape drink.
Take this magazine and go in the
J.R. Smith's like, I want a drink, man. It's called Purple Drink.
So it's going to be an energy drink?
No, I think it's like I think it's a mixture of soda, energy drink.
Are we segueing into Matt Barnes' drink?
Oh, that's a good one. What would Matt Barnes be?
You would just piss in your mouth.
It'd be like
Jolt meets what?
Jolt and like Crown Royal.
Booty sweat.
Jolt and Crown Royal, the Matt Barnes. We need to have a Matt Barnes night every once in a while.
So, you know, he actually at the end of the game, before he was able to get back into the locker room, Harden's brother like stopped him and had his mom right there and said, apologize. And he did.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Barnes did. He said, apologize. So that's If you're a real gangster, you like you just say it again and keep on going.
See, I don't know. Like you get caught up in the moment and stuff like that sometimes. And right. I don't know.
I've never. I told an umpire in a softball game one time, and I was 23 in front of like all my buddy's parents. He like stopped the game in the middle of the inning. Was like, "That's it. It's time." And I was so like at that point, I like thought softball was the world.
Yeah.
And I yelled to him something to the effect of like, "Hey, I hope you have fun tonight, fucking your brother."
Wow, yeah. you did that?
Oh, yeah. I was like 22, 23 years old, something
like
that.
That was like against middle
and
school
I, and
kids,
I held
right?
to it. I held to it. I didn't apologize to him. We had to play next game. We had to play the next game, and he was the umpire, and I held to it. I didn't apologize.
That's a lot different than Prince of Wales Tommy Gimmel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Prince of Wales Tommy Gimmel would skip a championship game to go on a third date with Katie Gimmel.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I had a guy to date. Tom, we got the championship game. Well, I already told her. Take her to Popeyes.
It was sweetest day, dude.
I love this
fucking sweetest day over the championship game. He knew her for like a month.
Oh, I just knew at that point.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that story.
Oh, I was livid. That was my peak of craziness back then.
Oh, about softball?
Oh,
some floozy.
You weren't throwing crazy.
Well, it was technically your fault. You're the one who introduced me to it. If you wouldn't have done that, I would have been there for the championship game. Did we win that game?
I don't remember. Probably not. You
I thought
there.
We did. I think we did. But yeah, everyone was pretty pissed at me. Anyway. We were already having issues in our first month, and I was like, guys, I got to be there, I promise. To be honest, I didn't expect we were going to make it to the championship game, so I was like, fuck it.
Was that your first rendezvous in Catalina?
No, it was here.
No, it was a bullshit date. He blew off the championship for bullshit.
You know, the Cubs used to play in Catalina, and that's a perfect seg into our next segment here in the Hot Mess.
The Hot Mess.
Believe it or not, one-fifth of the Major League Baseball season is already over. So, T-Shawn, I know you don't really follow baseball, which is why it's really good that that Murph's here. Murph, why don't you give me your we're going to look for your picks for biggest surprise team, biggest disappointment, your MVP so far, best pitcher, and then your biggest turds
of the 2015 MLB season. I want to contribute.
Oh, I know you can. I know you can. I'm just saying.
That was a mouthful of stuff you just
said. It
is.
All right, so let's start with this, guys. So what do you think so far through 34, some teams played 34 games. What team do you think has been the biggest surprise team so far?
In a bad way, the Yankees.
Yes.
Yeah. No, definitely the Yankees. People were like writing them off. And truthfully, they came out of the gate shitty. And then all of a sudden, A-Rod woke up. And I think he's probably responsible for 4 or 5 wins.
Yep. He's got eight home runs already.
Teixeira might hit 200, but he's got like 10
he's
or
got
12.
10 home runs, right?
And pitching's been better, although the Tanaka injury. I think that's a really big one. I think Houston, too. A lot of people are high in Houston, but not 20 and 13.
Right.
Their over-under was 75.5. National League, I think people believed in the Mets.
I'm going to make a point. Like, I think anytime the Mets are come off, and I actually know that they're doing very well, which is,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no idea I was going to check that stat before. Yeah.
Well, you're unemployed for the most part, so you should know everything about it.
I try and keep the real world away from me. but the Mets, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, since the 80s, it's like anytime they're good, it's a surprise no matter what.
A closet case Mets fan or just a closet Mets fan.
No,
I could see it. You've got
he's
like
Yankees.
A Keith Hernandez jersey or a Jesse Orosco jersey from 86.
He's more of a Wally Backman guy.
Oh, well, definitely.
Howard
Wally
Johnson.
Hojo.
Well, who like Hojo.
Who didn't like Hojo? Yeah. Everybody find me someone who didn't like Hojo.
And the greatest thing is like any like family trip that you took when you saw Howard Johnson Hotel, you were like, we should stay there. And you wanted
to
stay
we partied
there
in high school all the time. It was great.
Howard Johnson.
And then the travel lodge took over.
Yeah, that sucks. We nicknamed one of our high school friends Hojo, Heather Jones. Yeah.
Oh, it was a girl?
Yeah.
Why? Because she was always open.
This was actually an AP.
Cheap to sleep
too.
There.
Yeah,
I could come
all
up with
that,
more.
Yeah, no, it was all of that. Like, it was tough. This was down south in the
Heather
so why,
Jones.
In a very
why was
prep
she?
School.
Why was she named Howard Johnson?
Well, for the reasons he just mentioned.
Is Pac the only one she ever turned down?
No. This is pre-Pac.
So, did you have like a girl? So
a Hojo
example,
girl?
Yeah. That you gave a nickname like that too?
No, I would never be so rude. I was very respectful to women.
We had a girl. She played basketball. And she was a big girl, and she was some kind of. I think she was Native American a little bit. Like, she was mixed. she was darker skinned. She had like the long black hair. Like she had
see
to
in
be
Wisconsin. You look where they can go with this joke. You know.
So we and she was tall. She was the center of the team. She's a really nice girl and really good looking girl. But her nickname was Tatanka. We called her Tatanka from Dances with Wolves.
Did you do it in front of her?
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. Yeah, she had to have heard it, though. I mean, we... Because we would ask people like, "Hey, who are you asking to go to homecoming?" Someone should ask Tatanka. But she's a good-looking girl. She's actually, I think, married to one of my buddies now. My buddy Dale Baldowski, big
that's
dude.
That's a great
Tatanka. Dale Baldowski and Tatanka.
Has Dale ever bowled close to a 300 in game?
He's close. He is actually a good bowler.
Sounds like he's got about a 224 average on Tuesday.
Yeah, he's got an 8-inch horse cock that works, man. He's got like 8 kids.
What about more of an award of like you feel bad for as opposed to just a disappointment? Like I that would be Milwaukee for me. I don't feel bad for him at all.
I don't.
Well, I know you're a fan and you're just like, why won't they ever
they
be
They didn't
good?
Change anything. I know, they really
they changed they, their they did change
right.
Their manager.
So if you if you had the over under of I said it at Memorial Day. The over under of when Ron Renicki would lose his job.
But didn't you see a bunch of people back home really thought they were going to be great?
Correct. Then they still do. I still get texts like, what is Neil Kott still doing in the game? Like, relax. It's over. The season is over. They're not going anywhere.
Does your relationship with your dad alter very much depending on how the Brewers are?
No. I mean, I think we bitch about the Brewers together. Like, he and I are on the same page about whether or not they're a good team. And he likes to discuss stuff with my grandma's brother, so it'd be his uncle.
But you also mentioned that when the Brewers are good, him and your mom are their sex life's a lot better.
Oh yeah, I mean just right out in the open, they got a gazebo in the backyard, you know, and she's just hanging.
Oh boy,
oh it's crazy when they're winning. When they're losing, they might have to call the neighbor over.
Surely,
surely.
What a little rascal she is, huh?
All right, we'll wrap up. We'll wrap up the MLB kind of check in here. The biggest Murph, give me your MVP so far and the biggest turd so far.
Ooh, that's a good one. I may need multiple choice because Nelson Cruz comes to mind right away. But there's got to be like a dirty Matt Carpenter sort of guy out there that I'm forgetting. Matt Harvey, I think it'd have to be in the conversation. Let's see, who am I missing, Tom? I must be missing somebody huge. Is there anybody on Houston? I think they're playing more as a team.
Jose Altuve is always a great guy. But you got to look, especially what's gone over the last.
Is there
week.
An
Bryce,
obvious one?
Bryce Harper,
oh, Bryce Harper
is your MVP in the National League.
Yeah, no.
I mean he hit number 12 tonight. He's seeing the ball and his patience. Like in years past, like if you watch him, he was just up there hacking.
I've always had a problem giving the douchebag guy he was voted like top 3 douches in baseball. Like
see,
his
but
teammates don't even like
they
him.
voted that, but the sample size was so small.
Oh, was it?
Like they interviewed like maybe like 20 some players and said so maybe at that point if 3 of those 20 players say that he's the biggest douchebag in baseball, then he's the biggest douchebag.
Well, the other thing is obviously when A-Rod broke Willie Mays' home run record, I mean the crowd actually fucking applauded, which I texted our boy Tony Cannarazzi about, and I got like a message that was like, it's all suits now. Makes me sick. But anyway, yeah. Even his teammates came out to applaud him, so of course they're going to applaud Bryce Harper because the bottom line is you want to win.
Nah.
You might have a J.R. Smith on your team, but you want to win. You don't really care that he's got 6 DUIs and you know he's killed a couple people.
And I would say for me, my biggest disappointment has been somebody like an Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
Like he just can't find it, man. And
but
you got to wonder, is it in the back of his mind that like
his hair,
maybe,
huh?
Yeah, maybe if I wouldn't have cut my dreads. So that was the big thing. He came
I
back.
I believe this was one of my predictions.
That you said he cut the dreads, so he's going to suck ass?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to get Rakish
to
go back
to
the tape.
To the archives,
we got tape to tape back there.
If I didn't say it, I meant it.
I meant to say it.
It was implied. All right, let's move on here, guys, to I had said – this was a non-story. And to me, the only thing that's made it a story now, obviously we're talking about Deflategate in the NFL. The only thing that's made it a story is that somehow Tom Brady got suspended 4 games for this. Deflategate. So your thoughts. I mean, obviously, I honestly don't think that it's going to hold up.
No, no way.
It won't hold up. But a portion of it will, I think.
Two games. Week 3 is against Dallas on national TV.
Right. No. Week 3 is against Jacksonville. Then they get
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you sure about that? Yeah. So week three.
Yeah.
Week 3 is Jacksonville. So he comes back. Then he gets his bye week. Then he gets Dallas. But I'll tell you what, man. When they face the Colts, it's going to be. Remember when Spygate was out and they just unleashed the fury on like teams like the Bills and they're winning like 56-10. That is exactly what it's going to be this year. They're going to come out and it's going to be no mercy,
unless. unless Andrew Luck goes corn rolls this year and like he's like
that would be
fuck the Patriots, we're gonna kill them motherfuckers.
Luck goes McCutcheon.
That's gonna that would
Luck goes McCutcheon. That just says
a new practice. series this year on AMC.
Andrew Luck just refuses to practice.
Yeah, he won't do it anymore.
He's like going to the club with a gun. It's going to be great.
Cornrows.
He needs to go through a phase like that.
He needs to because he is ugly as sin anyway. So there's just nothing.
You know he's got a horse, though. You know, he's one of those guys who doesn't say much. He's got the crazy voice, and it's just right by his kneecap all day long.
Did you guys?
A regular Patrick Ewing.
He does.
Do you guys remember,
he's got a
though,
duct tape to his quad.
Do you remember a suspension that someone got a suspension when there was no proof? There was like the language in the suspension is is like, you know, it is probable. It is unlikely, you know? Like how can you suspend someone four games?
This is definitively though something that the NFL, you know, it is part of the game, and it's not like, you know, obviously this is, you know, radically less egregious than, you know, any sort of like terrible spousal.
Excuse me, both of our listeners, neither of them know what egregious means.
Oh, hang in there, people.
not all of us went to Syracuse. You know, so,
speaking of which, don't give me that segue, Tommy. You know I'll take that and run with it.
All right.
But like this is like something the NFL can legitimate. It's within the confines of their rules, their game. They don't have to interpret with, you know, in conjunction with the real law. And you know, they're just making a statement. And of course, the Patriots have, you know, they have a long legacy of doing these crafty little, like, you know, these little things that sneak under people's noses, and they get away with it in the moment. And then you know, I think there's a low toleration for it. I also hate the Patriots. So
right. I was waiting for this. I'm like, now, all right, you've got 10 seconds to wrap it up.
How much have
you
heard about this? Is his name McManus, the kid who's the ball boy? Have you heard about this kid? How he doesn't like Brady?
No, I heard about the text messages. Like, you're going to hold Brady's balls again?
So, like, the idea that he hasn't said anything yet, and you're a conspiracy theory guy, is he holding out for some TMZ right here? What's he doing? Or did Brady, like, throw him?
Book deal.
Brady throw him $2 million and a little gazelle BJ? What happened? Like, why is he not talking?
Yeah, backstage passes to the next.
She's not going to make eye contact, but she'll play with your balls for a little bit.
You're right. You're right, though, in that this is the like the Cato Kalen of the whole situation.
Deal.
He's the Cato Kalen. This guy's going to be fucking
J.K. Rowling. I want one of those deals.
I will tell all. I've got at least a
like 15. The Hobbit. I want to make 6 of these books.
I've got at least 15 pages of a book. They're going to need a lot of pictures. I got pictures. It'll make it a 45-page book.
I'm going to do some ads for the Harper.
So did you see, like, today all the guys from Barstool Sports were protesting outside NFL headquarters?
Really?
Yeah,
like with signs?
With signs, yeah. And they were, like, in the NFL lobby doing shit, and you could see them all in cuffs getting taken away. So what do you think is the ultimate fallout from this? 2 games?
I think they'll lose the draft pick still. Mm-hmm. I think they'll find the money. Who cares? No one cares. Mm-hmm. $1 million, whatever. But I think it'll be 2 games.
So if the 2 games, if it holds up, it's 2 games. So the other big talk is like, well, fuck, we're not raising that banner at Gillette Stadium until Brady is on the
sideline. Yeah, and that's one of the few things that as a fan, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, fuck them. Stick it to them.
Right.
Like, I'm by no means in favor of the Brady thing, but if that was my team, I would be like, oh, yeah. Let's hold out everything we possibly can do to, like, fuck the league.
Yeah, agreed.
The other good point, too, is how about the Jim Nances and Phil Simms of the world who pretty much, Phil Simms, outspoken guy, like, he can't say anything. The one goof who we always hate who will say something is Collinsworth.
Why won't he say
Because they get, like, 8 Patriots games a year, right, him and Nance.
Right.
So CBS is like, you can't.
Tom Brady, did he deflate the footballs? I'm not sure.
Is that your Phil Simms?
Yeah, that's all I got. That's maybe work on it for the NFL season? All right. All right, hey, let's move on here. I really hate talking that much about that story because I think in the end, it's going to happen. What's going to happen is the suspension is going to be minimal. I honestly, with words in, like Troy Vincent, the letter that he sent, it was probably unlikely. I don't see how that suspension is going to hold up unless they get definitive.
And he's
proof.
The players' union rep.
No, he is not.
He's the opposite.
He's like the vice president in the NFL office.
Oh, so he's against the players.
Now, yeah. But he tries, you know.
Who's the head of the president? Who's the head of the players union now?
It's still the same guy. Maurice.
Lacroix?
No.
Felt like a good French name.
Famous Canadian from the 1978 Canadian.
He was Guy Lafleur's best friend.
But I don't think he was a player or anything. But it's the
same. It's not Albert Hainsworth.
Not quite.
I wasn't sure.
I feel like Troy Vincent, though, was head of the players' union at one time. I feel like he just flip-flopped sides.
He might have been ahead of
He
like
might have been like a player's rep. I think he was a
pool
rep.
Hall
I think he was a
something.
Player's rep. Right, but now he went over. But he was the same idiot who sat with Adrian Peterson and said, hey, you already served your time. Everything's going to be good and whatever. I think he's just a whipping boy.
I still don't know what a switch is, speaking of whipping boy. What is a switch?
A switch?
Is it actually
a big stick? It's like a sticker, like a stick leaf.
It's
combo
a whippy like stick.
Like a whip?
Like if you
does it make the noise? Whoosh. Does it do that?
No, it's too small for that.
Oh. I think it hurts though. I'm pretty sure it hurts.
It's a whippy
stick. Is it worse than a paddle or a spoon?
It's
a wooden spoon?
It's a different.
It's more than a wooden spoon. Yeah,
it's a different pain. I think spoon's probably weak versus a switch.
Would you rather get a switch or a backhand?
Probably a backhand.
I'll go backhand.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Where do you hit someone with the switch?
Well, if you hit him in the face, that's really
brutal. He switched the kid in the face?
No, it's the back usually. It's like the behind.
But that's like if you switch someone in the face, you remember the movie?
Can I use the verb like that? He switched him in the face? Is that?
I think you could popularize it.
I don't want to go there. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know the movie The Unforgiven? Unforgiven, rather than
The Unforgiven. Throw an S on there. All right, sorry.
When I made my post on the Facebook.
Good,
this is good stuff. This is great. All right, so we'll briefly talk about, this is my theory. You want to talk about conspiracy theories. So at the same time as the Tom Brady suspension was being announced, well, not at the same time, a little bit before, this is pre-Tom Brady suspension, ESPN parts ways with Bill Simmons. Mm. And Bill Simmons is probably the most outspoken person because I think he knows like how many followers he has, how beloved he is by people our age. Like guys between the ages of 18 and 40 love Bill Simmons. He's funny. He's intelligent, and you know he's basically that sports reporter. He's like the Justin Timberlake of sports reporters, right? Everyone wants to be him.
Scott Van Pelt and Ryan Russillo today said, without there is no doubt, no argument, he's the number one sports writer, famous of all time.
Bill Simmons.
And it's not even in question because of Twitter and blogging and podcasts. No one did that shit.
Right.
They said, by far, he's the most popular sports writer of all time.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
More than Hunter S. Thompson.
No. Most popular and best, right? Like,
no, it's not best. It's most popular.
Most popular.
Most popular.
All right. That makes sense. I mean, it's
just
a
different
era. Well,
when you think of he was on top of everything before it happened.
So then you look at the conspiracy theory of his dismiss, not necessarily dismissal, but they just didn't renew his contract at the same time, or you know, just a couple of days before the Brady suspension was coming. And you could say like it was already known that Brady was going to get suspended. And how outspoken would Bill Simmons have been against the NFL, who are in bed? They are in bed with NFL. They are scissoring each other over in Connecticut. So how outspoken would he have been? And do you guys think that had anything to do with them saying like, no, you're not coming back?
And
on the same level, is that why he's not saying anything? Simmons has not said a word about his dismissal or about not renewing his contract since it happened.
Right. When we first talked about your conspiracy theory here, I loved it. But when you really think about it more, he can say even more now. That he doesn't work for the old mothership. He can say whatever the fuck he wants on Grantland.
He doesn't need their platform is really what it comes down to.
What if we gave him 98% of whatever the dud makes in the future? 98%. You can run the daily.
He might give us a banner on the bottom of Grantland.
I think you got to give
on
him more.
On Sunday nights from 10 to 11:30.
All right. We're running out of time here for the hot mess. I just want to talk about golf since we've got Tishon here. There are two things I want to talk about. Right. Ricky Fowler. And Tiger Woods. So Ricky Fowler, if you guys
an overrated him. 60 degrees.
What, Ricky Fowler?
Oh, I thought we were done with Sean. New touch around the green is lacking these days. We noticed the other day.
we all digress.
So Ricky Fowler won, and I was shocked at this. This is just the second time. Now I remember when Ricky Fowler burst onto the scene as this kid who was supposed to rival Tiger Woods. And
so many have been labeled.
He's
that
only
way.
Won. He's only won twice.
Some sort of
he's only won
like
twice.
Shaggy was supposed to rival T-Shawn too.
Just like Shaggy, Ricky Fowler's been known to turn his whole body on the course, and it come out of bounds.
You think Shaggy's all Puma in Wisconsin? He's all Puma'd out with the flat bill hat and all that.
What's that guy's name? Like he's a bit like Jamie Kennedy.
Yes, he is. So Ricky Fowler, I was just shocked to learn that this is just the second time he's ever won in his career.
But if you really looked at it, how many top five finishes?
That's the thing.
20.
He was actually top five in all four majors last
year.
Okay,
so yeah.
Like, so he's stepped up. He has stepped up his game. He's definitely concentrating a lot more. Yeah. And he, much like Bill Simmons, he was very much at the forefront of pushing his image and getting those marketing dollars and like being a brand representative
without ever saying a word.
Without,
have you ever heard him talk? Does he speak?
He speaks.
Does it throw you?
Does he talk? Yeah, he
does.
He,
it throw
he
you
speak
off?
Well, yeah, he speak good.
Like
speak
like three
good.
Or 4 years ago when it came to like College World Series baseball, like the flat bill used to drive me crazy. Ricky Fowler's hat, it doesn't remotely fit. It's 2.5 to 3 sizes too big.
It's like your size.
Well, I have a huge noggin, but this hat is a 7 5/8, and it's choking my brain right now. His hat, you could see, it's like over his ears.
Yeah.
And he's like 140 pounds.
Well, he's a wee little fella.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this on the course the other day. He looks just like Leonardo DiCaprio. And have you seen the tail he's pulling in?
It also looks like Leo DiCaprio.
But that's the best tail. He's the quiet assassin. He's crushing it.
No, he
Alexis Randock. Have you seen her?
I don't even need to.
Outstanding.
She is just I got half a chub.
She was.
Just hearing the name.
She's got a body. Yeah.
She was at the tournament. Like he had good representation with it. Actually, so see, interesting.
Puma covers it up for you.
Puma.
You want to be with Puma.
Puma's got all like the hot young dudes.
Puma's like, look, we'll give you the shirts, the hats, the money, and we'll cover up the bitches.
Ricky Fowler, best results in major championships, Masters Tournament, tied for 5th in 2014.
What's he like, 26?
Yeah, 26.
God bless him, man.
U.S. Open, tied for 2nd, 2014. The Open Championship, tied for 2nd, 2014. PGA Championship, tied for 3rd.
Did your buddies ever play the game with you when you were younger? Like, who would you trade places with in life? Because, like, Sean and I are Jeter and Tiger Woods' age.
Mm-hmm.
When we were 25, my buddy John said to me, would you trade places with blank or blank? Mm-hmm. Jeter, 100%. Tiger Woods, I actually said no unequivocally. I want nothing to do with him. Ricky Fowler, I like as you get older, you appreciate the quiet ass killer. The guy who gets away with it, who doesn't, he's never in the media.
And you know, I think as you get older, you trade you trade places with any 26-year-old. as you get that, but I understand what you're saying.
Not Tony. Yeah.
Now I was.
No, I'm kidding, Tony. I love you.
You actually filmed a comedy show when I was telling the herpes joke, and I said, you know what? And I got done the punchline. People were laughing, and I was like, I looked at a girl and I said, you know what? I'd still rather be Derek Jeter with genital herpes at this point than Tommy Gimlin without him.
You said that?
Yeah.
And how did she react?
Everyone laughed. It was great. But as speaking of this game, and I know he's listening.
Jeter?
No. This guy.
Jeter is.
Brian Ports. But
DJ.
This is
DJ, kind of, what's up, Jeets?
I was there in 96.
I think you're going to get in after 5 years, buddy.
Yeah, Jeets. Brian Ports, one time we were, I wasn't there. But they're
it's
driving
a big
up.
Drop off after Derek Jeter.
Yeah. They're driving. Oh, only in some places. Only in some places. So they're driving
Jeter
up
to Bobby Hughes.
I think
is our
they were driving up north to go. They were driving up north to go pig wrestling.
Who's this?
Or something. This is like Tommy Thurin, Brian Forrest.
Oh, Jeter
the
still.
The whole
Jeter.
Wisconsin. Jeter was in the
Jeter.
Back. So they're in there and they're playing this game. Like, but not like who would you want to trade? Who would you rather trade places with? But like, if you could have any girl in the world, any girl, one night with any girl in the world, who would it be? And the guys were going through at that point. It was like, oh, Cindy Crawford or, you know, whatever. Just Pamela Anderson, whatever. And it gets to Brian Ports. And they're like, Brian, who would you be? And he's like, any girl. I can choose any girl for one night. And he goes, okay, Kelly Brune. And that's my buddy's wife.
He said that?
He said that. Out of any girl in the world, he chose my buddy's
and
wife.
And that buddy was in the mix? Of
no, he was
Yahoos?
Not in the car. He was not in the car at that point.
That would have been really classic.
Oh, yeah. So everyone wow. just lost their shit. Like, any girl in the world, you're going to choose one of our buddy's wives. What? She's hot. I like her.
Well, he's an honest guy. I mean, you can't take that away from the guy.
He's probably more honest than Jeter, actually.
He does. If he want to take his shirt off at a wedding, he's going to do it. You know, it's not like he doesn't. He feels comfortable in his own skin. He should do one of those commercials. Dove. It's Brian Bortz, Dove commercial.
Here's the last part of the hot
comfortable
mess.
Comfortable in my own skin.
I don't use it, but.
They sent me a bunch of cases.
Sometimes when I'm at church, I want to take my pants off. I'm comfortable in my own skin, Brian Bortz.
Yeah, they sent me a bunch of cases of this stuff. I don't have a loofah, so it's all down on my workbench right down here. So speaking of guys who aren't trustworthy, this is the last part of the hot mess. Tiger Woods, guys, believe it or not, Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, no longer an item. Yeah. 3 years. Reports today, the Daily Mail reports it was because Tiger Woods bought a hooker after he lost the Farmers Insurance.
He wouldn't
open.
Do that.
He wouldn't just buy one. No.
$15,000. He paid $15,000 for a
hooker.
And
he's cheap. He wouldn't buy it.
And he wouldn't pay 15. I mean, come on.
There were
was
reports
it PayPal?
That back in the day,
maybe 2007,
that he paid $40,000 for six upfront, like, and paid for sex dates back in 2006, 2007. So this was $15,000. Get me any girl down here, boom.
I was actually hoping to hear that this was like part of his turning over a new leaf. Is that he actually paid for really good tail?
Right,
like
sets
he wasn't
it up.
Just doing like the Cracker Barrel.
I feel like
Shoney's.
Did Key and Peele ever do like a sex anonymous with Tiger Woods? I feel like they should. Like he gets over the hump now, and he's like, "All right, I've done the Perkins girl. I'm gonna step it up."
There's some high class pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, there's not any high-class pussy. We've talked so much here in the hot mess that we don't even need to do the pile today.
What?
We're gonna push.
Are we going to play the game still?
Oh, yeah. We are going to Factor Fudge. You guys are going to love this.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. I wasn't able to Factor Fudge myself in Chicago when I did this, so I'm joking.
That sounds like you kind of did.
I don't think I ever want to factor fudge myself.
I didn't.
Anytime you bring chocolate in.
I didn't record it, but I did factor fudge.
Factor fudge myself.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time.
Older, you know, you're older.
For fact.
Well, that lets a certain thing slide. But.
Or fudge.
Fact or fudge.
Ladies and gentlemen, so earlier today, Better Murph, you were fudge. Talking about the NHL playoffs during our NBA playoffs recap.
I apologize.
It's a perfect segue 40 minutes later now into our game of fact or fudge. Guys, today's question, I think you're going to like this one. Is this the name... Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here?
Of here?
Of here. Oh, wow. Oh, Family Watchdog. It's an amazing site. Check it out. Factor Fudge, is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender
Can it
who
be
lives within
both
10 miles
if it's Tim John?
I'm kidding, Tim.
Or the dreaded
Tim
boat.
Can't pay for internet.
Well,
he can't
like
hear
a Canadian
this.
Name, doesn't it?
Well, he's Tim Alaskan.
John. 2 minutes for hooking.
So outside of the Blackhawks, have you watched any of the NHL players?
Oh, yeah. I told you. I watched the Rangers Caps the other night.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I think it's amazing. I think the worst
Over
thing happened
Over
4.5.
I did have it.
So they're in full effect, obviously. Tampa Bay just punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh,
which,
they beat the Canes.
That can't be a good thing for the NHL, as nobody outside of Tampa gives a shit about the Lightning.
Nobody in Tampa.
Exactly. How people in Tampa probably don't even know they have an NHL team. I mean, it's Florida, and have any of them even seen ice? So that's not a good thing. So you have to like that if you're either the Rangers or the Caps. You got to think that the NHL is going to pull out all the stops to make sure that you're the one going to the final.
Yeah. I mean, they want the Rangers, but either way, it's a win.
All right. So here we go. Factor Fudge, guys. Atishan, I think you're the last champion out of the two of you, so we'll let you go first. Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of this podcast?
Are you still allowed to pull out on someone else?
Yes, you can. Even though we're dealing
I haven't
with sex
been here
offenders,
in a while. So.
Even though you're dealing with sex offenders, you can still pull out.
Especially because.
It's been a while since we've had a pull out, though. Here we go. Number one, T'Shawn.
Yes.
Randolph Cornfield.
I think he was
sex
a,
offender.
I'm pretty sure he was a caddy for Arnold Palmer.
Or both.
Or both.
Randolph Cornfield.
It's not really.
There's no way that guy was a referee.
There's no both?
There is no both.
Oh, all right. All right. He's a referee.
That is incorrect.
I appreciate your thought process.
That is incorrect. He is actually a sex offender who lives just down the street from us here.
How did you find this shit?
Family Watchdog. It's a
do
website.
You pay for that?
No, family. You have to pay to get.
You're the type of guy that would pay $1.99 a month to find out.
I don't think it's $1.99. I would pay $1.99.
Where does he live? Can we go to his house?
Familywatchdog.us. I just closed out of it. Let me bring up a. Go to the history of it. It's outstanding.
Is he the guy who has to knock on your door and say hello?
Correct. So if you're living here, it's
jerked off a 12-year-old.
412 Manchester, which is like right down here, I think.
Wow, that is fucked up.
Right, you just gave him away. That's
Randolph. No, here he is. Randolph Barnett Cornfield.
Barnett's his middle name?
Oh, yeah. You didn't use his middle name.
Well, right. I'm not gonna. It's not like any of the officials have middle names.
Oh, my God.
Randolph Barnett Cornfield, born August 18th, 1947, 6'1", 200 pounds.
Unnecessary.
Had problems with a kid. 412 West Manchester Avenue. That's pretty close.
Wow.
I think that's on the other side of Pershing up here. That's pretty close.
I'm not convinced that I'm comfortable with this game. I mean, this is like Playa del Rey. We got to protect,
Well, it actually gets closer to where you live now. So you should feel more comfortable with the fact that Randolph.
You're in
the
shadier part of town.
Great.
All right, so that's zero for Tishon. Murph, here's your first one. Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Dean Morton.
Oh, that's a ref. I know that already.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
I know that already.
Am I wrong?
No, he is a ref. Yeah. He's a former Canadian professional ice hockey defenseman, currently a National Hockey League referee.
Yeah, it's got a Canadian feel to it. You should have deferred the kickoff. You got the hard one.
Dean Morton. All right. So Murph won. Tishon Phillips zero.
I don't even know if I've ever won one of these, by the way. Andy loves to fucking shove it in my
face.
I stopped
providing the question because I thought.
Well, he researches it, too. Yeah, Andy, I know you're listening, you son of a bitch. We miss you, buddy.
He might be passing Zizek's Road right now on his way out to Vegas. All right, here we go. Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Tishon Phillips. Paul Dvorsky.
Paul Dvorsky?
Dvorsky.
So it's not a middle initial, you're saying?
No, it's not Paul Dvorsky. It's Paul Dvorsky. Dvorsky.
Watch your time on it.
Paul Dvorsky, I know, is a sexual offender. So I believe this is a ref.
That is correct. Paul Dvorsky is a retired National Hockey League referee.
Thank you.
I'm going to challenge that. He originally said,
"No, it's supposed to mean current, and it was listed on Wikipedia as current." So I'll give it to you. And then when I actually clicked on his name, it said he was retired. So that is actually okay. We're not looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not going to protest.
Okay, good.
I pull back my challenge.
He's listed under current referees, and then you actually click on his name, and
I'm going to pull out of my challenge.
It's garbage. All right, Murph, 1-1. Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles?
I'm feeling it.
Michael Fisher. Michael
Great
Fisher.
Wow. Ambiguous name. Michael Fisher is a sick fuck, and he is a sex offender.
That is correct.
Yes.
Lives at 8050 Lincoln Boulevard, which is about two blocks from where you live.
We should go bring Yum Yum Donuts to all these poor bastards.
Hey, sorry for throwing you under the bus. I know you've been keeping a cover here for the last couple of years. 6'0", 210 pounds, hair blonde, eyes green.
Is he diabetic?
No, it doesn't say so. And just in case you're wondering, there are six Michael Fishers in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, I bet.
Who are convicted.
Random
sex
spellings,
offenders.
Though. Yeah.
Six guys with the
six
same
guys
name?
With the same name.
In Playa?
Name. No, just in Los Angeles.
Oh, fuck.
Six guys in Playa.
That's
one guy just keeps calling the other guys, come here, man. It's all right. Nobody cares. All right.
Wow.
So, Murph.
Please say one of the names is Boise.
Murph, you really know your sex offenders. This is good. Murph 2,
I'm kidding.
Tyshawn 1. Tyshawn, is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Wes.
Tony Catarazzi.
Wes McCauley.
Wes McCauley.
Wes McCauley.
He's part of the McGregor clan. He's a character for Braveheart. McCauley. That's the third option.
Going referee again.
Good guess.
Wes McCauley is a National Hockey League referee who wears uniform number 4.
They have numbers?
Yeah. I
would have guessed 4.
He won the Terry Flanagan Memorial Award in 92 and 93.
For fastest ref.
Fastest ref to make a hooking call. Yeah, he was a
refs.
You
guys
like,
are doing well. Tyshawn, yeah, too. Barry, yeah. Murph, too. You guys know who's a ref and who's a sex offender. I thought it'd be a little tougher. All these names, I was looking at these names. I'm like, these guys could be better.
Sean is a huge advantage being born in Canada. You know that.
A lot of sexual offenders.
They're
there,
fucking,
yeah,
weirdos, man.
Oh, right.
Got to pass the time. Yeah. It's cold.
Most of them are both.
They stick together.
Like, that's the problem.
You think he's one? You think Sean's one of your best friends? He'll pick a fucking random Canadian over you in a heartbeat. He's a sick fucking.
Well, most of them are both. What do you want him to do? Referee a little league hockey game? You gotta fucking give him the adults. Murph, Tutu, is this the name of a current NHL referee, or is it the name of a convicted sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Alan Gledhill.
Oh, yeah. He loves some penis. Alan loves some penis. Anyone named Alan, I got to question it. Minus my cousin.
Is that our
Alan.
Old bassist in the...
Alan Gledhill?
Alan Gledhill. I hope not. Maybe he really did get divorced. Maybe there was another reason.
I did see him at the old Gordons.
This guy's got a hand job written all over him. I'm going to go with sex offender.
That is correct. I don't know. I don't know.
He's an ice cream truck guy. He's a sick fuck, this guy. It sounds like already.
He is a child. Yeah. A child sex offender.
I went to blow pop. Yeah, he's a sick.
And he lives right around the corner as well. All right. Very good.
Oh, there he is. Actually, at Yum Yum. I see him. Or is he at H&R Block? They're closed, Alan. Tax season's over.
They don't sell yo-yos at the liquor store, Alan. They don't sell yo-yos there. No yo-yos. All right. So, Murph, you're doing great. 3 for Murph, 2 for Tisha.
I'm kind of fucking sad I'm good at this.
I know. I'm a little frightened.
Yeah,
actually.
It's a little fucked up. But I've got a couple layups.
You're a little too savvy about both communities as far as I'm concerned.
I thought you guys.
Well, I did. Right. I did grow up 8 blocks away from John Wayne Gacy, so, you know.
All right. Here we go. Murph.
Oh, no. It's Sean. Yeah, all right,
so Murph's up 3. Tisha, you have 2.
I really did. Summerdale.
Here we go. Is this the name of a current NHL referee, or the name of a sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Ghislaine Herbert.
Come on.
It could be Ghislaine Hebert.
That's probably
Ghislaine Hebert.
Can you spell?
Yeah, let's get a spelling. Yeah,
Ghislaine. Ghislaine sounds.
It's probably not even.
Ghislaine.
Whoa.
Ghislaine. That is Ghislaine Hebert.
Oh, that is not, but he is a referee.
That is correct.
Yeah, yes to me. That was a layup.
Ghislaine. You try to really go heavy on
Well, maybe he's not. Hey, his Wikipedia page was
Tommy Googled, like, I wonder if any of their first names are Jizz or
NHL referee, sex offender, Jizz. That's what you get.
Well, that's what you get when you Google that.
You remember when you had to Google, but you had to put the plus in there? Like, it was like you had to.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It, just,
everything had to be in quotes.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Those were the days.
Murph, you might be getting a call from Bel Air Internet tomorrow. So we've got Tyshawn Phillips 3, Barry Murphy 3. It's anybody's ball game. Barry Murphy, sex offender or NHL referee? Robert Tobiasen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's got a Canadian feel to it, though.
Robert Tobiasen.
Can I use my timeout?
You could use a pullout.
Friend.
I'm gonna pull out on Tyshawn on this.
This is huge, Tyshawn. Robert Tobiasen, sex offender or
undeniably
puck referee?
No, he's not a puck referee.
NHL referee? Is that
better? He's not.
He's a sex offender.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Damn it.
He lives in El Segundo, nonetheless. Robert Louis Tobiasen lives at 6644 Loma Vista Street, El Segundo.
That's another one where the middle name would have helped. Robert Louis, anyone named with Louis in the middle.
And I'll tell you what, sadly, that is three blocks from El Segundo High School.
Oh, so the cops know about him.
They have to. I mean, there's...
That's like Camp Pendleton.
It's
I mean, they know where he lives.
Yeah, there's a guy camped
there. 24-hour surveillance on that house.
He's three blocks from El Segundo High School, and he's also about four blocks from the ship plant.
Right.
So,
and two blocks from the electric
bike
shop.
No matter which way he goes, he's in trouble.
It's true, but he is closer to the school than the shit plant, which it feels like he should have been more shifted towards.
Do you think he's like, fuck, I picked the wrong place to live? Like, this is like the one place out here where it's like, yeah,
it's a good-looking high school.
There's cops everywhere.
All right, so that's Westchester. So now that's four for you, three for Murph. That means if you get this, it's over.
No, he got one wrong.
Right, but you just pulled out.
But you lost.
So you just gave the advantage
to
him. Yeah.
Yeah, but I had the advantage. Yeah,
you did have the advantage, but now you just lost it.
All right, let's go.
Because at this point, if he wins, like we're down to number nine right now. If he gets this one, he gets five, and there's no way you can get there.
Hmm. Yeah, because I have 5 points. You have three, right?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, right. Thanks for that description.
All right, T-Shawn. Here we go. Is this an NHL referee, or is this a sex offender who lives within 10 miles of here? Steve Striegel.
Oh, boy. There were so many last names I thought might follow that. But.
Any of them begin with an A?
Steve Striegel.
Steve Striegel.
He's a ref.
That is incorrect. He's a pederast who lives in Marina Del Rey. 13-13900 Northwest Passage, apartment 309. Apartment 309, kids, if you want to go.
I rented a 22-footer from him.
Knocked down the door of a pederast.
Come visit my dinghy, little man.
He kind of looks like a pederast. He's a 44-year-old male, 6 foot, 0 inches.
You're looking at photos of these guys?
No, they got files. It's kind of like, fuck, I thought she was 19.
Oh, look at that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he kind of looks like the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers, too.
Kind of looks like Cato Kaelin.
Yeah, he looks like a lot of people.
He does.
Yeah.
That was always his line. He's some sort of famous person.
Hey, you guys like music?
Come to my dinghy.
I don't get charged that whiskey a go-go. I get you no two-drink minimum either.
You ever been to O'Brien's on Main Street? Yeah, it's just like it's dirty places he likes to go with the
ladies. All right, Murph, this is big. You get it? We go to the tiebreaker. You don't, T-Shawn wins. Here we go.
Bullshit.
Sex offender or NHL referee? Carl Patrick.
That's a ref. Anyone named Carl's a ref.
That is actually incorrect.
Shit.
T'Shawn Phillips is the new champion.
What has Carl done wrong?
He's another pederast. This is the greatest thing. He lives not even two blocks away from the other pederast, Tobiasen, 403 Loma Vista Street, El Segundo. So that has to be like the pederast street where the government says, hey, if you fuck a kid, you have to go live here at this place in El Segundo. And that is if the wind is coming off the ocean, that is right in, like,
Shitsville.
That is Shitsville right there.
Yeah, those guys made bad choices. Like, you gotta get out of the, there.
Well,
right?
That's pretty.
How many
pretty
strikes
obvious.
You want to get you?
Not many people.
You're
not
living
many.
In a militant. It's like the movie Outbreak. Like, there's cops and fucking military everywhere, and you pick to live there. There's a shit plant.
It's not every day you hear like someone.
I think it's an assignment.
Move out to Tustin, Carl. You get a job at a fucking Kia dealership tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't hear many people like talk about sex offenders and say, "Man, this guy's made great decisions."
Right. I kind of want to do a reality show with sex offenders. Like, let's figure this shit out, guys. Carl. What are their other names? Steve? Whatever.
Steve Striegel?
Yeah, let's get
Robert
these guys together.
Tobiasen.
Yeah, you sick fucks. Let's figure this shit out.
No, Carl, we're not going to Toys R Us. We're
bad
do
decisions
this at a Starbucks. Here we go.
On Discovery Channel. Bad
well, guys,
decisions.
That was actually, I had a lot of fun doing that podcast. Yeah. We had so much fun, we didn't even get to the pile.
Suck my dick, bitch.
The Daily Up-a-Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.